A particular political party has been allowing his idol youth to move in and money illegally in a dangerous manner. An average of 6 months before an election, independents they would be used, abused, and so on and so forth. And 6 months or so after the election, then they would be evicted violently using the riot police. But of interest, the recent eviction that involved about more than 3,000 youths. Literally means an average person was occupying 0.083 square meters, which is unacceptable looking at health and sanitation, from health and sanitation perspective. This youth has been abused for almost 6 times now. It has become a trend. We noted that an average, people in average, shot has been between 22 and 33 meters deep, and no proper mining conditions were being followed, no safety measures were being put in place. They would get in using ropes. And during the last 8 months that they've been involved in this illegal mining, 60 total cases of accidents were recorded. Of concern that out of the 3,000, the majority are still living around in Bindura. There is no basket to go back to the other places. There is no water, no accommodation, nothing. And this has become a security threat now.
But what are your recommendations? What can be done to stop this problem from escalating?
In my study, I recommended that first and foremost, there has to be an admission on the part of government. It has to acknowledge that there is unemployment. Currently, unemployment targets it plus or minus 90%, although central statistics argue that is 11%, which is unrealistic anyway, because there is no industry that's functional. So, secondly, they have to define what real economic empowerment vis-a-vis youth needs and come up with realistic measures of empowering these youth.